This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. A sea of red hats and red shirts surrounded the Santa Ana Star Center in Rio Rancho last night as President Trump's supporters gathered to chant and shout their patriotism. When he came 3 years ago, headlines highlighted the violent reaction to his visit to Albuquerque, though hundreds had protested peacefully for hours before that went down. This time, his campaign painted New Mexico as a winnable swing state, saying he had growing support among his Hispanic voters. KUNM's Hannah Colton and Marisa DeMarco talk to people before the rallies start.
The long lines of ticket holders waiting hours to enter the facility begin chanting while anti-Trump demonstrators beat a drum. Susan Woods stands on the sidewalk next to the Santa Ana Star Center in Rio Rancho, peering into the distance looking for Trump's motorcade. She's wearing a red baseball cap like many in the crowd. Still, she says she's not into politics.
Not really. This would make the third president in my lifetime to see. So
you just want to see a president?
Well, yeah, but I also do not want us to go to socialism. I don't want that. And I think we need to keep God and Jesus still back in our forefront, and he has done that. He has brought it back.
Do you feel like your life's gotten better under this president?
I can't complain.
She didn't cast her ballot for Trump last time, and Woods not sure yet which way she'll vote next year.
Do you read news reports about his policy decisions?
Not really. I look to see stuff that pertain to me, maybe, but generally not really.
So how do you keep up with the president's actions?
On my phone, yeah, Facebook, yeah, stuff like that, yeah.
Lisa Lucero is one of those demonstrators.
We're making a stand, and I'm here to protest Trump. You know, he shouldn't be coming to our state, and he doesn't have any business being a president, actually.
Lucero says she's here to fight immigration policies that incarcerate and harm children and separate families. Throughout his campaigning, Trump's capitalized on lobbing broad, inflammatory remarks during these rallies, drawing protests and criticism that only seem to fuel his celebrity.
Do you think having a counter-protest kind of amplifies him?
No. You know, it's you have to do something. You can't sit at home and do nothing. You know, you have to make a stand. You can't just yell at the TV. It's not like that anymore. This is our lives. This is our world, our Mother Earth. We have to be out here.
Lucero is bummed that the night's demonstrations got split between the Trump event and Tigway Park in Albuquerque, she says, because some folks felt fearful. It makes their numbers a little smaller out here. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
And I'm Hannah Colton. Another protester hemmed in by police officers on the corner of the parking lot is Rini Ramirez from Albuquerque.
I thought that Trump was a racist long time before he became president. I don't think we need a racist in the White House.
She hopes to see Trump defeated next year. Back in 2016, he lost New Mexico by 8 points, getting 40% of the vote. Ramirez thinks it's desperation that brought him back to campaign here.
I mean, seriously, desperation. I think that he's got a lot of stuff pending. They've just subpoenaed his tax returns. I think we're finally going to see them.
I speak with supporters as they shuffle in a line stretching around the corner of the Star Center.
My name is Joshua Frescas. I'm from northern New Mexico, a small town called Española.
Do you think any particular of Trump's policies have made things better for you in the last couple years?
Better? Well, I'm a union worker, so most union workers don't like Trump necessarily. But as for me, I like the border wall. I don't like access of drugs coming into the country, and as well as illegal immigration.
Valerie Herrera de Ramirez says she doesn't like some of Trump's racist remarks, but says his administration has been good for business.
So I work for a Fortune 50 multi-billion dollar corporation, and for one, it has made a huge difference in our corporation alone. It has increased the amount of jobs. It has saved us on certain taxes that were made.
I ask Herrera de Ramirez what she thinks of Trump's immigration policies, including the use of detention camps and the separation of families on the border just a few hundred miles from here.
I don't agree with the detainment camps. That, I don't like the conditions. I don't like any of that. And something needs to change with that. The wall, I really don't want my tax dollars to have anything to do with that.
But she says she doesn't want to see just anyone let into the United States.
You're not going to have the jobs. You're not going to have the resources to help our own people that need the help right now.
The Star Center fills up, leaving hundreds of people to watch the president's speech on a jumbotron as the sun sets. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.